Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions about how to safely and properly allocate your investments, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Broadcasting from coast to coast, it's the Financial Safari with your host, Coach Pete Deruta. Coach Pete and his guests are some of the nation's top financial professionals. They make it their mission to guide investors through the treacherous jungle of the financial world, showing them how to grow, keep, and leave their money for their loved ones. Coach Pete is a frequent contributor to Fox Business Network, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and many other news outlets. They come to Coach Pete for their answers, and now so can you. So stick around and find out how to make it through the jungle of the financial world on The Financial Safari.
And it is The Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons, here with one of our consumer advocates, Thomas Lipscomb, as well as our national best-selling author and social and traditional media expert, Coach Pete Deruta. How are you doing today, guys?
Doing well. Thanks, Kit.
Doing great. Hope you are.
Doing well.
Did you have a good week, Kit?
Yeah, I had a very nice week. It's sort of relaxing over this week to come back from the cold that I've been having, but I think that we're ready and raring to go.
How about you, Thomas? Good week?
Yeah, doing great. Had a great one.
All right. So, Kit, what do you have for us this week?
Well, something appropriate for how I just got over my colds, not to make it all about me, but we are in the midst of open enrollment for health insurance. And according to a new survey by Aflac, 48% of Americans dread choosing health insurance options for themselves more than talking to an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend or walking on hot coals. Now, obviously, that's a bit of an exaggeration there, but it's also a bit of truth.
Only 48%?
Only 48%.
I would say a lot more than that. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, I just got my rate increase a couple weeks ago, and it's gigantic. And it's ridiculous, too, by the way. It's a whole different story, but a lot of us are overpaying for health insurance and under-realizing the benefits. I mean, Thomas, I see you nodding over there. I mean, the higher deductibles, bigger copays, and you know, the good thing about my health insurance is I have maternity coverage, though, and yes. I'm very happy about that. As you can tell, I'm really not.
I mean, I would assume that Aflac did this to say, hey, we can help out, but obviously a lot
of
folks out
there. You know, they're trying to sell their supplemental insurance, so they're coming out with their own surveys. But I mean, 48% to me seems low. I think a lot more people are dreading the health insurance options. They're for sure dreading paying for it. The costs keep going up. Since Obamacare has been enacted, my costs have skyrocketed. Myself, I never go to the doctor except for an annual physical. I'm really healthy. But because I'm really healthy, I'm having to pay more to pay for people who aren't healthy, and I don't agree with that.
Well, I have got a couple of friends who have decided that what they're going to do is just, quote unquote, take advantage of everything that the system has to offer, the same way that you might do if you have a coupon book that you bought for a band booster. You've got 20 coupons in the book, and you would not go for a car wash or a free milkshake over here, but you're going to do these things more now that you're actually paying for them.
Yeah, it's become a line item now on a budget sheet. You really need to put a lot of money aside just for the health insurance, not for a catastrophic health event. And that used to be the thing. We'd always worry about having a catastrophic health event and being in trouble even if we had insurance. Now, even if you have insurance, you have to pay for the insurance, and when the catastrophic event comes up, your deductible is so gigantic, it's almost not worth having the insurance.
Exactly.
It's really crazy these days, and of course, this isn't a political show, it's a financial show, but when politics bleeds into the financial world, they need to get the heck out.
Exactly. Well, if you need to sit down with a financial advisor and make sure that you have enough money allotted for every piece of your retirement plan, today is the day to give us a call. Coach Pete's personal hotline is 800-604-1099. Give him a call and he'll put you in contact with a local financial coach right there in your area so that you can sit down, ask the questions that need to be asked, and find out if there are some questions you didn't even know you needed to be asking. Again, that number is 800-604-1099. And we've got a great interview with your local financial coach coming up on the Financial Safari.
Did you know that you might save thousands of dollars by rolling your IRA into a Roth? To see if it would help you, or to find out more great retirement planning suggestions, visit FinancialSafari.com. That's FinancialSafari.com.
Folks, this is the time of the show where we go out all across the world and find someone who's made a difference, or maybe you've seen on TV. And this week is no exception. We have a repeat visitor on the show. If you've ever watched a TV show called The Shark Tank, you've probably seen her on there as well. Her name is Barbara Corcoran. She is joining us here on the show. Barbara, welcome in.
Hey, Coach. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about, you know, just in general, the business environment that you're seeing. How is the business environment out there globally? I know on the Shark Tank, you guys have a lot of different business owners come in, or entrepreneurs with ideas. And I noticed you have all six sharks on there many times when I'm watching this year. Has that made it more competitive? Have there been more loans available? Or what do you think's going on there?
That's a lot of questions at once. Let me start backwards on you, okay? You're one of those guys that shoot through a lot of questions on the first one.
Too much coffee.
There's a lot more. That's all right. I need another one to keep up with you. There's a lot more competition, not just because we've had six sharks on the set at once, which, of course, makes it a more crowded set and makes it harder to be heard and harder to get your bid in and harder to overbid and get second guess what the next guy's going to do. So that's bad enough. But you know what? We've all gotten more aggressive. The deals have gotten bigger. We've had a lot of big money makers, so there's a lot of gold walking into that set. I remember in season one or two, you figured you might make a few bucks, but you expected to lose more money than you could make. Now, all of a sudden, each of us have good deals where we're making a lot of money. So we get greedier. Instead of getting nicer, we're getting greedier. And so that's upping the ante. On top of that, the entrepreneurs that have been coming in are getting greedier and asking for more money. And so it just seems like the stakes are higher. It seems a little bit more serious. I have to pinch myself at times to get myself to loosen up. And even a couple of times this season, I didn't want to have dinner with my fellow sharks. That's not like me. I love to have a glass of Pinot Noir and talk about the day. But no, a lot of us didn't want to talk about the day because we're pretty upset about losing deals to the next guy. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of gotten too crazy, I think.
Speaking of wine, I think Mr. Wonderful is the big wine guy there, right?
Oh, who wants to buy a brand name O'Leary Wines? Why didn't he make Scotch or gin or something? O'Leary Wines? How big could it be? I think he's crazy.
I had my first Maine lobster roll the other day, by the way. I know you're big fans of those guys.
That's different. So let me tell you, don't tell my other entrepreneurs, please, but they are my favorites. They're both drop-dead gorgeous. They're both phenomenal entrepreneurs. They're sending me checks all the time, and they're building a huge franchise. They are so friendly, and whenever they take pictures of us together, they have the decency to airbrush my face, and I look exactly their age, which is young 30s. I love these guys. I love everything about them. But sadly for me, one of them is now engaged. I'm like, doggone it, you sure you're making the right decision? Let me slow you up on that one.
One down, one to go.
Yeah. And my favorite one is the one engaged. Doggone it. I don't even like his girlfriend. I haven't met her yet.
That's how it all works.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of business owners, and one of the hardest things they have to do each day is figure out that cash flow. Money coming in, money going out. And Barbara, one of the things I see, it sure goes out a lot faster than it comes in.
Everybody's short on cash. If you're building a business, your hopes are over, like, in ahead of your capacity if you're any good at a business. So you're always short on cash. Come into the holidays, for some reason it's a big money crunch. You need capital. And you can't really get it through the traditional sources unless you're a giant company anymore. The banks have gotten very greedy about holding on to the money. You have to prove you're going to pay it back. I love entrepreneurs. And OnDeck feels they can make a big difference with the lending.
You know, with banks, regular banks, I see that they want to loan money to people who don't need to borrow money. That's what it seems like a lot of times. So the business owner out who is struggling and trying to get ahead, I mean, what's a good way for them to get a loan? Go to OnDeck Lending, I guess, right?
They go to OnDeck Lending and you'll get the money you need. And most money needs that businesses have are always short term. It's not like they're trying to build an apartment building. They're trying to hire extra help over the holidays or getting extra stock because they know they can get the orders in. Basic things that make great common sense no matter how you look at it, yet common sense isn't good enough for the institutional lenders anymore. What they want is proof you'll pay me back. So who can prove they'll be paid back? The huge businesses. But think about who's really producing all the new jobs in America. It's small lenders like OnDeck. It's small businesses that are hiring people. It's small businesses that are making our economy what it is. and yet the banks are lending to the big companies that really don't need the cash. I know it breaks my heart, actually, but that's the way it is. I hope it's going to change, but that's the way it is.
Well, let's give the listener a fly-on-the-wall advantage to get a head start to Shark Tank every single week. They have great ideas come before them, and some don't get funding, but they get orders from me, like the Ice Age guys with the paleo diet. I ordered a box of their food after being on the show, even though they didn't get funding.
Did you reorder? Did you reorder? This is the question.
Oh, well, I haven't got the first box yet, so as soon as I get the first box.
We'll see.
Her name again, Barbara Corcoran. Barbara, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Nice being with you, Coach.
Yep. Again, Barbara Corcoran from The Shark Tank. You can catch her every single week on TV. I don't know, I think it's ABC, The Shark Tank. And if you want to hear this interview again in its entirety, you can always go to financialsafari.com. Click on that As Heard on the Show icon. We'll be right back after this.